Hey guys, this is Naya. To those who have already heard my channel, welcome back. And to all those new people, what's up? Okay, so today's topic will be new age technology, specifically the iPhone X. Yeah, that's right, the new iPhone, specifically how similar it is and what makes it better to the 7 and 8, the new features and accessories. All right, so let's jump right in. I know you guys have probably heard it 1,000 times. iPhone X is supposed to be the next step in intelligence and innovation. Well, if you were like me at first, you were a bit skeptical. I was constantly arguing with people like, what could possibly be so different? The only thing that they could touch is the camera. Well, I'm happy to say that I was wrong. Apple has always wanted to create an iPhone that was completely screen and that was so immersive that there was no way you would want to put it down. And they have done just that. The iPhone X is in fact the next step in innovation. It comes with a 5.8-inch Super Retina screen. It has the first OLED organic light emanating diode screen. Along with that, the phone has a 100,000:1 contrast, which compared to the 7 and 8 is practically godlike. And that's just a start. Like I predicted, the camera has been upgraded, the front and the back. Front specifically, it has now been equipped with a 2 dual 12MP true depth cameras, face sensors that enable facial recognition ID. With those new cameras that can visually scan your face with over 30,000 invisible dots to map your face. And for those Instagram kings and queens, they have added new stuff like portrait mode and also studio quality lighting and new photo filters, so you can truly feel like a star taking photos. Also, you guys, both the back camera and the front have optical image stabilization and a better optimal zoom of about 10 times for photos and 6 times for videos. So for those who try to take videos and get sick and tired of not being able to zoom in, you guys can do it now. Okay, so obviously the design between the X and the 8 and their glass backs is pretty much the same. The battery life is actually improved over a non-plus mode like the 6 or 7 or even the 8. Though it's just touchless, it's just as touchless as the 7 or the 8. For instance, I can usually get through a solid day or just about that and end up with about half a battery. What most expect from a smartphone today is about that without charging. The compatibility with wireless chargers makes it a bit better by letting you rest the iPhone on a wireless charger at your desk or a nightstand or at a coffee shop or wherever you may frequent that plays a passive-aggressive new-age music while being surrounded by uppity Patreons fighting for a table so small you can't fit your elbows on it. So that's pretty much everything that Apple has to say about it. Let's hear what the customers have to say. Okay, it offends me. It's ungainly, it's unnatural. An influential Apple commenter, John Gruber, muses on the so-called notch. So, every review is supposed to have good and bads and ups and downs, but I mean, come on, it's a phone, guys. So ungastly, unsightly, come on, let it go. While somebody else says, a blazing fast, gorgeous OLED display, 12MP dual lens camera, a 7MP front camera, face ID works pretty well. Cons? Well, you have to take out a second mortgage to afford it. Some apps are still buggy, and most apps don't take advantage of the full screen. But I mean, you can control the phone, you can't control the apps that come on it. Somebody else says it's a new style of phone, so the learning curve might be high for some. The jury's still on about it. Battery life, security, durability. I've had this phone for a little more than 24 hours now. My initial thoughts were, wow, this phone is amazing. It's a beautiful phone to look at. What about the new features? How's not having a home button, for instance? Truth is, I'm starting to like it even more. Swiping feels more natural on this phone than clicking a button, and pulling out your phone is quicker to check notifications. And it automatically recognizes you and unlocks, and the unlock is pretty nice. So, I mean, like I said, the ups and downs are a bit iffy. I mean, but it's more pros than cons. I'd say it's quicker than having a fingerprint reader. So, positive. But is it more secure? Apple says it has a 1 to 50,000 chance of some random person getting into your phone with a biometric scanner. A 1 to 100,000 with facial ID. But time will tell. It works as advertised. It even works in the dark. It does have difficulty on flat surfaces, but I mean, what iPhone doesn't? But for me, it's not a big deal. The display is amazing. Perfect blacks without color oversaturation. It is very pleasing to look at. So, I mean, all in all, the iPhone X seems like a pretty good go. I'll talk to you guys next time.